My brothers and sisters, I am very excited because we are going on a pilgrimage and we're going to try to film, God willing, 2 or 3 documentaries. But I'm even more excited, one, because I'm bringing you along with me, and also because I'm bringing with me a special videographer, my daughter Gemma. So we're going to hit the road. I'll explain more later. We've got to get going. We're just waiting on our rental to be available. Gemma, how are you doing?
Cold and tired.
Okay, Gemma, so where are we going and who are we going to go see?
We are going to Canton, Ohio, and we are going to see the house of Rhoda Wise, and we're going to learn about Mother Angelica.
For a long time, I've wanted to make documentaries. It's not just that I've wanted to. I felt like it's a calling, and Mother Angelica was pivotal in my formation. And the woman, Rhoda Wise, who Gemma just mentioned, was pivotal in Mother Angelica's conversion and her healing. We're going to talk more about this soon, but we've got to get on the road. Ready?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. So we have arrived in Canton, Ohio. We already made our first stop to visit the Mother Angelica Museum. We're going to film that tomorrow. And while we were there, we ran into Dr. Ray Guarendi. And let me tell you, he is exactly like he is on the radio. A great guy. He was very loving. I stopped at the Mother Angelica Museum just to find out some locations and addresses. And that was successful. Thank you very much to Barbara, who runs that shop. We're going to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. St. Anthony's is where Mother Angelica went to school, and it's also where she went to Mass on a regular basis. We can see the Stations of the Cross where Mother prayed, and we can also, I'm hoping, see the statue of Our Lady of Sorrows, which she had a great devotion to. After her baptism, Mother Angelica's mother took her to this statue and consecrated her to Our Lady of Sorrows. Many years later, praying in front of this same statue, Mother Angelica heard the call to the religious life. If you want to go on a pilgrimage for Mother Angelica, you gotta go to Hanceville, Alabama. You gotta visit the Shrine of the Blessed Sacrament. If you wanna go on a pilgrimage to Rhoda Wise, you gotta come to Canton, Ohio. It's also got Mother Angelica things because this is where she was born. I desire to make 2 documentaries, one on the life of Mother Angelica and one on the life of Rhoda Wise. Now, why Rhoda Wise? Without Rhoda Wise, there would be no Mother Angelica. Mother Angelica was living a moderate, lukewarm, standard Catholic life. She did not have a good relationship with God. She would even have a strained relationship due to her rough upbringing. And she had a severe stomach ailment. And in desperation, her mother took her to the home of a mystic and a stigmatist named Rhoda Wise, who lives in Ohio. She's a convert to the Catholic faith. This stigmatist had been receiving visits from Jesus, had been receiving visits from St. Therese, and in desperation, May Francis, Mother Angelica's biological mom, Rita Rizzo's biological mom, took her to the house of Rhoda Wise. Rhoda Wise spoke with her, gave her a novena to St. Therese. At the end of the novena, Mother Angelica was miraculously healed and cured. And not only that, but something spiritual happened inside the heart of Mother Angelica. She realized that God had a plan for her life, that God loved her, that God uses suffering. And because her life was still rough, Rita Rizzo's life was still rough even after her healing. And Mother Angelica went and literally studied the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ being lived out through this mystic and stigmatist, Rhoda Wise. And there's just so much there. There's so much divine inspiration, so much divine providence, so much mysticism that can be gained from looking at these 2 strong women. And Canton, Ohio is
just like the middle of nowhere USA, where you would not expect these great things. And I was getting my rental car, and they said, where are you going to go? I said, Canton, Ohio. What's in Canton, Ohio? I said, I'm filming a documentary about a woman who received the stigmata of Jesus Christ and had the gift of healing and would get prophecies. This lady was like, whoa, my eyes are about to pop out of my head. So it's something that not a lot of people know about. One last thing, Saint Therese. She's the start of it all. So the little flower, the patroness of the missions, goes to Rhoda Wise, heals her. Mother Angelica is healed by Saint Therese through Rhoda Wise's intervention. So this all starts off with Therese, the little flower, the patroness of the mission, who lived the contemplative life. Because of Saint Therese, there was Rhoda Wise. Because of Saint Therese, there was Mother Angelica. So think about this. Because of Saint Therese, there's also EWTN. Incredible. Patroness of the missions. Now we can go to sleep. So we're interrupting our rosary. We are on the way to Rhoda Wise's house. I'm a little nervous because I don't know what to expect. I've never been there. A couple of my friends have been there, and they've all said it's a very holy site. I hope they let me film. I called them ahead of time to let them know I was coming. I encourage you to do the same. You never know. So we're going to continue our rosary. I just wanted to let you know what we're doing next. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our
death. We are turning onto 25th Street. Give us a thumbs up if you think Gemma's doing a great job in video. Oh, we passed it up. Wow, it is really small. Okay, let's turn around. All right, here we are. We're pulling in to the back side. This is the grotto. It's a nice little parking lot. The house is very small. I can see somebody in the backyard, in the back window. They got rosary beads dangling. I see rosary beads dangling in that back window. You see that, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Let's hope that they are nice to us. I'm sure they will be. They're Catholic.
When Jesus appeared to Rhoda, he told her, "This place is to be a shrine, and cures more wonderful than your own will take place on this spot." Rhoda was healed by Saint Therese on two separate occasions. Saint Therese also left rose petals that had her image in them. There's a lot to see in this house. You can see the bandages from the stigmata. You can sit in the chair that Jesus sat in. There's also water that Jesus blessed that you can take home with you. There's just so much to pray about and meditate upon. So we just finished at the Rhoda Wise house in the Sacred Heart of the Little Flower Grotto. Absolutely incredible experience. Karen, Pat, so welcoming. I think you guys really need to come check it out. It is a very holy site. I cannot wait to show you the footage and also to make the documentary on Rhoda Wise. I encourage you to come to this place if you're in the Canton area or if you want to make a pilgrimage up here as soon as you can, because once Rhoda is canonized, all of this stuff is going to be locked up under glass. Not because the organization wants to do that, but that's just what happens. Well, say it gets canonized, they start putting everything as relics. So come and see it before her canonization. Make sure you contact Karen. I'll put contact information in this video, even though this isn't the official documentary, but really, really touched. Beautiful, holy place. Okay, so Gemma and I have wrapped up our last holy site for the day. And I'm going to talk to you more about Mother Angelica and Rhoda Wise and visiting Canton later tonight. But until then, it's important that you also do fun things with your children when you bring them on pilgrimage. So Gemma and I are going on a night on the town. So one of the things that you can do in Canton, besides visiting Rhoda Wise, besides the Mother Angelica tour, is going to the NFL Football Hall of Fame. Now, Gemma, do you watch football?
No.
I don't watch football either, but guess what? We're going to go, because then people will say, you went to Canton and didn't go to the?
Football Hall of Fame.
What? The what?
Football Hall of Fame.
The Football Hall of Fame.
Wow. 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 I do not know how we're going to eat that.
Display.
Oh my goodness.
And your unicorn sundae. You guys enjoy.
Thank you so much.
If you want to learn more about Rhoda Wise, if you want to learn more about her life, watch that documentary that I'm going to put out. There are other resources out there that I will link. But if you want to make a pilgrimage for that reason, great reason to come to Canton. I would say contact the house before, contact Karen before, who's currently the custodian of the property. And you can go there, you can pray, they show you a short video, you can make your intercessions, you can go to the little grotto and you can learn all about Rhoda Wise. What are your thoughts about that?
It's really good. I think like there's nothing better to do in Canton.
It's the number one thing to do in Canton. Now, when you come to Canton for that, you can also take a look at the Mother Angelica stuff. It's great if you know the life of Mother Angelica. I wouldn't come here specifically for Mother Angelica. You should come to the St. Raphael Center and Bookstore. They have a little museum that they've put together, and they have some audio things, and will inform you of her life, and it's just something that you should do while you're here. One of the most important Mother Angelica things you will do, in my opinion, is visiting Santa Clara Monastery. Now, when I say that, it's not because there's Mother Angelica things there to do. It's because it's a holy sacrifice of the Mass. And there's Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration behind the grill, and they're praying and they're singing along. And I felt like it was very powerful. What did you think about that?
I really liked it.
So going to Mass and having adoration, very important things to do on a pilgrimage. Going and just looking at things, it's not going to be satisfying just to look. You got to pray. You got to come with spiritual devotion. Now, this is important to know. Canton's like a normal city. Weren't you surprised about that?
Yeah.
Like there's Targets, there's eateries. It's like a normal city. So there's other stuff to do. There's the NFL Hall of Fame. Gemma knows nothing about football. What did you think of the NFL Hall of Fame?
It was pretty fun not knowing anything about football.
They've got great restaurants. They've got great dessert places that you can come and check out. Now, I want to give you my final recommendation. This is the key, and I think Gemma will agree. What has been the number one way that you've learned about Mother Angelica?
The book by Raymond DeRoyo about the life of Mother Angelica. I really like it because Raymond DeRoyo does all the voices really good.
I listened to Mother Angelica's audiobook. It's so heavy with the Holy Spirit, for me personally. So if you make a pilgrimage to Canton, get that audiobook. When you're making the drive to Hansville, listen to the audiobook.
It's a great thing to listen to. Let's see the transformation of a poor little, not very faithful Catholic into an amazing nun who's like the most famous person in the world. Come to Canton, Ohio.
Come to Canton, Ohio. This has turned into a promotional for going to Canton, Ohio. We still have one more place to go to, and that is St. Peter's Church. So our trip is not yet over. We just wrapped up visiting St. Peter's Catholic Church. It was beautiful, beautiful church. Also, it was beautiful to see Rhoda Wise's image up in the sanctuary because her cause is up for canonization. Pray to Rhoda Wise, ask her for favors. We decided we would end this vlog here on the property of Rhoda Wise at the Sacred Heart and the Little Flower Grotto. God bless you, God love you, and we hope to see you very soon.
Grocery store named after you.